You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. The show is the Tuesday morning after. At approximately 2 p.m. on Monday, April 28th, Israeli troops entered the refugee camp of Jenin in Palestine. They are evidently searching for four members of Islamic Jihad, a militant Palestinian organization opposing the Israeli occupation. During the incursion, they shot and killed a 17-year-old and shot a 12-year-old boy in the leg and another in the shoulder. They also arrested four members of the Islamic Jihad. The Israeli army entered the camp with one tank, one APC, one bulldozer, and two Cobra helicopters. They also had two tanks and another APC at the hospital, which was not far away from the city of Jenin. Again, these incursions are happening on a daily basis throughout the Palestinian lands, occupied, of course, by the Israeli army. And we're now going to be going to Jenin live. We're going to be speaking with Nancy Rollison, who's with the International Solidarity Movement. She's currently in Jenin and was there yesterday when the latest incursion happened. Good afternoon, Nancy.
Good afternoon.
Can you break down what exactly happened yesterday in Jenin?
Yes, okay. Well, we heard the sound of tanks, and when we hear that, we always come out to investigate what's happening. We were told that there were tanks and soldiers in the refugee camp, which is very close to the town. We made our way there and found the road blocked in the camp by an APC. We were asked by, and this was just by a school, we were asked by the head teacher of the school to escort the children across the path of the APC so that they could get home, which we tried to talk with the soldiers in the APC, but they wouldn't talk to us. So we stood across the road with our hands raised and escorted the children across the road. Just as we were getting the last of the children across the road, the APC opened fire above our heads, obviously causing a great deal of distress to the children who were very young. We also saw in the sky what we thought were two Apache helicopters, but were in fact confirmed as Cobras. And though we also saw a bulldozer and a tank behind the APC. At that point, we didn't know what was happening, but there was a lot of shooting going on. We didn't feel able to go any further behind the APC because that would be too dangerous, given the position that the Israeli occupation force are now taking towards internationals in Jenin and elsewhere in the West Bank.
Can you describe the reaction of the children from that school in Jenin and the teachers to the shootings that happened yesterday in speaking with them?
Well, the children at that point didn't know what was happening, but clearly they were very scared of the tanks and the APCs, which are their way of life, most of them. Some of them have become so accustomed to these tanks and APCs that they will try and openly challenge them, which is extremely dangerous, of course, for them. So our job was to try and keep them out of the way. They're obviously traumatized by this, and this is their response. The teachers were obviously very, very concerned, and we also had to escort some very distressed women across the road as well who were looking for their children.
In your work in Jenin with the International Solidarity Movement, these types of incursions by the Israeli military, as you said, the Israeli offensive forces, are they happening on a daily basis? How often do they happen? And in which way are they directly affecting the lives of people in Jenin? In which ways?
Okay. At the moment, it's quite quiet in Jenin during the daytimes. Yesterday's incursion was the first for a little while, and we found later was on the basis of information given by a collaborator about as to the whereabouts of these people from Islamic Jihad. Most of the time, they will come in during the night time. They will come in for wanted people. The way that it's affecting the population here mostly is that they have a very tight stranglehold on the town, so that a lot of the roads in and out of Jenin are closed on a permanent basis, and people cannot pass, even ambulances cannot pass in and out of the city. So the people are effectively imprisoned here. There aren't many curfews at the moment, but that, of course, can change. I would say also that yesterday around the hospital there were tanks and APCs, and those were the tanks and APCs that opened fire on myself and another international while we were trying to observe them and protect the children.
Maybe can you expand on that a little bit? There has been a targeting of internationals by the Israeli army. Three members of the international solidarity movement have been, two members have been killed, and one member has been seriously wounded by the fire of the Israeli army, or by the actions of the Israeli army. So can you expand on that a little bit?
Yes, we aren't sure whether there's an active policy on behalf of the Israeli occupation force to target internationals, or whether they now see us really just the same as Palestinian people and therefore open targets. Basically, we have adapted our tactics with the soldiers and the tanks now, not to come too close to them, but to just allow them to see us and to keep a very safe distance, so that they are aware that there are internationals in the area, and we would hope that may have some sort of restraining influence on them in the way that they deal with the children, who, as I said before, are attracted to them and will throw stones at them. And our job is to try and really keep the children out of the way and let the tanks know that we're there, but not in the same way as we would have done before the internationals were shot.
From your experiences in working in Jenin with the international solidarity movement, what does the phrase collective punishment towards Palestinians mean to you?
I have to say it's very distressing to be here in that sense, that the collective punishment is undertaken on the people of Jenin and also the people in the West Bank on a daily basis. There is humiliation, there is repression, and these people are, it's shocking the way that they have had to accept this humiliation. And what I find most distressing is that it is from usually soldiers who are no older than my son, who's 19, and that adds to the humiliation for a lot of these people who are professional people, mothers, teachers. And I think that's a deliberate policy on behalf of the Israeli occupation forces. And people here in Jenin, especially in the camp, are feeling very depressed, I think, by all this.
Right now, Palestine, in terms of mainstream media coverage, at least here in North America, much of the coverage is looking at the current transitions of power in the Palestinian Authority and the Palestinian leadership. Is this something that Palestinians in Jenin find important?
The people in Jenin are very politicized because they have to be. They've been through, obviously, hell in the last year or so. As some your listeners will probably know, there was a massacre in the Jenin refugee camp in April last year. Many incursions, many people died. They are highly politicized, and they are very suspicious about the process that is going on at the moment. They feel that it's being imposed by America. They feel that they are being forcibly led into a position that they may not want to be in, and they are very nervous about what this will bring.
Just to finish up, can you speak a little bit about the group that you're in Palestine, you're in Jenin with, the International Solidarity Movement?
Yes, sure. It's a group that was, it's a grassroots movement that was set up by a number of Palestinians together with internationals to work with the Palestinian people and at their request to try and resist the occupation by the Israeli government non-violently, and that is the most important thing that we stress, to try and work non-violently to resist in that way and to encourage people to do that because we believe that that's the way forward.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Nancy.
My pleasure.
Thank you. That was Nancy Rollison, who is on the ground currently in Jenin, a refugee camp in Palestine. Yesterday, Monday, April 28th, Israeli troops entered Jenin refugee camp. They were evidently searching for four members of Islamic Jihad, a militant Palestinian organization resisting the ongoing Israeli occupation. During the incursion into Jenin, they shot and killed a 17-year-old. They also shot a 12-year-old boy in the leg and another in the shoulder. They were school children. They also arrested four members of Islamic Jihad. These things are happening on a daily basis throughout Palestine. Incursions of the Israeli offensive forces are continuing. And the international solidarity movement is on the ground in many communities and cities throughout Palestine, working to resist the Israeli occupation and coordination between internationals and Palestinians. To get more information about the international solidarity movement, you can visit www.palsolidarity.org. Or in Canada, visit www.ismcanada.org. And in Montreal, you can email montreal@ismcanada.org. You are listening to The Tuesday Morning After here on CKUT